A pickup in household spending and robust activities in South Africa's mining and financial industries helped the country's pandemic-battered economy grow a better-than-expected 4.6% in the first 3 months of 2021, marking a third consecutive quarter of recovery. Annabel Bishop, chief economist at Investec, outlines the quarter one GDP results, drawing particular attention to the impressive growth of the financial sector and the ongoing risk presented by electricity supply constraints.
South Africa saw fourth quarter GDP figures come out today, slightly higher than expected at 4.6%, and that's annualized. Going forward, Statista is not going to publish annualized figures. And of course, having a look at the GDP growth not annualized, it comes out at close to 1%, 1.1% particularly. The main drivers were the mining production, as would be expected. Of course, load shedding saw electricity take some shine off the outcome, as did agriculture, both contracting. But the surprise was the very strong performance of the financial sector, the finance, real estate and business activity sector. And this is a very positive reading as a consequence today. In fact, all the categories saw positive GDP growth, except obviously for the agriculture and mining mentioned. Looking forward, this good growth rate will obviously help the Reserve Bank maintain its interest rates at least flat, if not slightly higher, as we move towards the end of the year and into next year, if inflationary pressures start to build. We continue to believe interest rates remain unchanged this year. The outcome obviously has been boosted by the strong commodity prices globally, and of course that comes through in the strong exports. And South Africa, when we look at it from the expenditure side, you will obviously see that big boost in the export sector coming through. For the rest of the year, we believe that the economy will run at a GDP growth rate of above 4% this year. The figures today do mean that we probably will see GDP come out close to 4%, if not somewhat above. But of course, with three more quarters to go, there's obviously still a lot of data to come into the system. Load shedding does remain a key constraint, however, for South Africa. And of course, Eskom has indicated there is this risk of load shedding for the next few years. So, you know, the finance sector really providing, you know, the strong boost to activity. And of course, we have not seen much on the fixed investment front. And given that we are obviously having an extremely strong exchange rate, perhaps we might start to see some greater expenditure on fixed investment, particularly from an import perspective, to make use of the currency strength.
For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.